Day 31. The Queen of Heaven in the Kingdom of the Divine Will. Transit from Earth to Heaven. Happy Entrance. Heaven and Earth celebrate the newcomer. The Soul to Our Glorious Queen. My dear Celestial Mama, I am back again in your maternal arms. And in looking at you, I see that a sweet smile arises on your most pure lips. Today, your attitude is all festive. It seems to me that you want to narrate to me and confide to your child something that will surprise me even more. Oh, Holy Mama, oh please, I pray you, with your maternal hands, touch my mind, empty my heart, that I may comprehend your holy teachings and put them into practice. Lesson of the Queen of Heaven. Dearest child, today your mama is in feast, because I want to speak to you of my departure from earth to heaven, on the day in which I completed fulfilling the divine will on earth. In fact, there was not one breath or heartbeat or step in me in which the divine fiat did not have its complete act. And this embellished me, enriched me, sanctified me so much that even the angels remained enraptured. Now, you must know that before departing for the celestial fatherland, I returned again to Jerusalem with my beloved John. It was the last time that I went past the earth in mortal flesh, and the whole creation, as though realizing it, prostrated itself around me. Even the fish of the sea that I crossed, unto the tiniest little bird, wanted to be blessed by their queen. And I blessed them all, and gave them my last goodbye. So I arrived in Jerusalem, and withdrawing into an apartment where John brought me, I enclosed myself in it, never to go out again. Now, blessed child, you must know that I began to feel within me such a martyrdom of love, united to ardent yearnings to reach my son in heaven, as to feel consumed, to the point of feeling infirm with love. And I had intense deliriums and swoonings, all of love. In fact, I did not know illness or any slight indisposition. In my nature, conceived without sin and lived completely of divine will, the seed of natural evils was missing. If pains courted me so much, they were all in the supernatural order. And these pains were triumphs and honors for your celestial mama, and gave me the field so that my maternity would not be sterile, but conqueror of many children. Do you see then, dear child, what it means to live of divine will? It means to lose the seed of natural evils, which produce not honors and triumphs, but weaknesses, miseries, and defeats. Therefore, dearest child, listen to the last word of your mama, who is about to leave for heaven. I would not depart content if I did not leave my child safe. Before departing, I want to make my testament to you, leaving you as dowry that same divine will which your mama possesses, and which engraced me so much to the point of making of me the mother of the word, lady and queen of the heart of Jesus, and mother and queen of all. Listen, dear child. This is the last day of the month consecrated to me. I have spoken to you with great love of that which the divine will operated in me, of the great good it can do, and of what it means to let oneself be dominated by it. I have also spoken to you of the great evils of the human will. But do you think that it was only to make you a simple narration? No, no. When your mama speaks, she wants to give. In the ardor of my love, in each word I spoke to you, I bound your soul to the divine fiat, and I prepared for you the dowry in which you might live rich, happy, and endowed with divine strength. Now that I am about to leave, accept my testament. May your soul be the paper on which I write the attestation of the dowry that I give to you, with the gold pen of the divine will, and with the ink of the ardent love that consumes me. Blessed child, assure me that you will not do your will ever again. Place your hand on my maternal heart, and promise me that you will enclose your will in my heart, so that, not feeling it, you will not have any occasion to do it, and I will bring it with me to heaven as triumph and victory of my child. Oh, please, dear child, listen to the last word of your mama, dying of pure love. Receive my last blessing as seal of the life of the divine will that I leave in you, which will form your heaven, your sun, your sea of love and of grace. In these last moments, your celestial mama wants to drown you with love and pour her own self out into you, provided that I obtain my intent of hearing your last word, that you will content yourself with dying and will make any sacrifice rather than give one act of life to your will. Say to me, my child, say to me. The soul. Holy Mama, in the ardor of my sorrow, I say to you crying, if you see that I am about to do one act alone of my will, make me die. Come yourself to take my soul into your arms and take me up there. And from the heart, I promise, I swear, never, never to do my will. The Queen of Love. Blessed child, how content I am. I could not decide to narrate to you my departure for heaven if I did not leave my child safe on earth, endowed with divine will. But know that from heaven I will not leave you. I will not leave you orphan. I will guide you in everything, and from your smallest need up to the greatest, call me. And immediately I will come to you to act as your mama. Now, dear child, listen to me. I was already infirm with love. The divine fiat, in order to console the apostles and also myself, allowed almost in a prodigious way that all the apostles, except one, would surround me like a crown at the moment I was about to depart for heaven. All felt a blow to their hearts and cried bitterly. I consoled them all. I entrusted to them in a special way the nascent Holy Church, and I imparted my maternal blessing to all, living in their hearts by virtue of it the paternity of love toward souls. My dear son did nothing but come and go from heaven. He could no longer be without his mamma. And as I gave my last breath of pure love in the endlessness of the divine will, my son received me in his arms and took me to heaven in the midst of the angelic choirs that sang praises to their queen. I can say that heaven emptied itself to come to meet me. All celebrated for me, and in looking at me, remained enraptured and said in chorus, "Who is she who comes from the exile, all cleaving to her Lord, all beautiful, all holy, with the scepter of queen? Her greatness is such that the heavens have lowered themselves to receive her. No other creature has entered these celestial regions so adorned and striking, so powerful as to hold the supremacy over everything." Now, my child, do you want to know who she is, from whom the whole of heaven sings praise and remains enraptured? I am she who never did her own will. The divine will abounded so much with me as to extend heavens more beautiful, suns more refulgent, seas of beauty, of love, of sanctity, such that I could give light to all, love and sanctity to all, and enclose everything and everyone within my heaven. It was the work of the divine will operating in me that had accomplished such a great prodigy. I was the only creature entering heaven who had done the divine will on earth as it is done in heaven, and who had formed its kingdom in my soul. Now, in looking at me, the whole celestial court was amazed, because as they looked at me, they found me heaven, and returning to look at me, they found me sun, and unable to remove their gaze from me, looking at me more deeply, they saw me sea, and found in me also the most clear earth of my humanity, with the most beautiful flowerings. And enraptured, they exclaimed, "How beautiful she is! She has everything centralized within herself. She lacks nothing. Among all the works of her Creator, she is the only complete work of the whole creation." And now, blessed child, you must know that this was the first feast made in heaven for the divine will, which had worked so many prodigies in its creature. And so, at my entrance into heaven, the whole celestial court celebrated that which, beautiful and great, the divine fiat can operate in the creature. And since then, these feasts have never been repeated. And this is why your mama loves so much that the divine will reign in souls in an absolute way, to give it the field in order to let it repeat its great prodigies and its marvelous feasts. The soul. Mama of love, sovereign empress, oh, please, from the heaven in which you gloriously reign, turn your pitying gaze upon the earth and have pity on me. Oh, how I feel the need of my dear mamma. I feel life missing in me without you. Everything vacillates without my mamma. Therefore, do not leave me halfway on my path, but continue to guide me until all things convert into will of God for me, so that it may form its life and its kingdom in me.